Sports Flash.
Time for an unsportsmanlike conduct Sports Flash update.
Sports Flash.
From the Sports Flash Sports Desk.
You know, it's funny. It's funny how someone who never works at the College World Series has all these demandments.
John, you saw the schedule today.
So many demandments.
You saw me there.
Yeah, a demandment.
It was
Sports Flash.
Yeah.
It's a Sports Flash.
I asked, could I get one? And he said he's doing his best, because Chris is the best. We love Chris. It's Chris season, baby.
Sports Flash.
We've just completely blown through the Sports Flash.
Sports Flash. Well, we can announce what it is now.
We will.
Sports Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Thank you for
tomorrow,
your service.
At 3:30.
Boom! What time? Oh, Robin will be on? Can we push him back or forward? We gotta give this a whole segment.
I'm sure Robin will want to react along with us.
All right.
The Big Ten Network will unveil the 2024-25 Big Ten football scheduling model, as well as home and away opponents, on a special edition of B1G Live.
Nice.
Mike Hall and Howard Griffith will interview Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti, Big Ten Chief Operating Officer Kerry Kenny, and Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith. So yes, tomorrow on B1G Live,
we get
available on the B1G Network.
We get the next two seasons of schedules from the Big Ten. So how about that? Now, did you read the hashtag yet?
I was reading from the email.
Oh, okay, so they put out a tweet.
They put out a tweet.
We have B1G football emoji news. And then they announced all that stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But the hashtag is this. Mm-hmm. Hashtag B1G football 24 and 25. What a hashtag. What a hashtag.
Is it the word and, or is it like...
No, it's the word and.
Oh. Ampersands don't. They screw up the hashtags.
They don't? Yeah. You can't use symbols.
Nick has turned old so fast.
I've never used an ampersand.
You're not allowed to.
Or a hashtag.
Break up the hashtag.
Well, that's because it won't work with the hashtag. It must
Try
be letters
it, Nick.
Or
you
numbers.
Should do it. It would look really cool if you tweeted with that.
I mean, I believe you. It seems weird that it won't.
Maybe work. I'm... Oh, wow. How about this Sports Flash? Chris Paul just got waived by the Suns. Wow. So
it's better than getting burned by the Suns.
That's true. Like Icarus. Mike Schaefer's nose. So there you go.
That is a very...
It's a horrible hashtag.
Very bad hashtag.
It is a horrible, horrible hashtag.
B1G football 24 and 25.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And did you notice, you didn't... If I remember right with what you read, let me reopen it just to make sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Scheduling model as well as home away opponents. We're not getting the schedule. We're getting the way in which the schedule will be created. We will know tomorrow who Nebraska is playing the next two seasons. We won't know when those games are. I don't know if you care about that, but just to know.
That is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because there will be people going, wait a minute, is that game going to be in September? Is it going to be in October? Or is it going to be in November? Or is it going to be in November at night, which means people will freeze to death and die?
Dude. Can't go outside in November. I never do anymore. It's a scary time.
It is a very, very scary time.
Put it on the list. I'm not going to because we're gonna find out tomorrow. You and I think it will be a hybrid model.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams will have, what, three locked-in opponents? You think it'll be up to three? Others will have one or two.
Well, here would be my question for the group at large.
Who do you want?
If this is not who do you want.
Okay.
But who is Nebraska's rivals? So if they go to a hybrid model where some teams might have three permanent
and some have as few as
and
one,
some have one, I could make the argument that Nebraska will only have one.
Would you say Iowa?
And that would be Iowa. Because who else rises to the level? If you're going to go through with this weird schedule where some teams will have three protected rivals and some will only have two and some will have one, if you're going to go through with this, then I assume one of the purposes behind that is, We just want to protect the games that are actually rivalries.
The most important
games. These are the most important games that we definitely want to have played every single year.
Well,
And while, yes, Nebraska is not going to have a game that rises to the level of Ohio State and Michigan in this conference.
No, for the record, nobody does.
But nobody does. Yeah. But you do have, I'm assuming that for Michigan, they're going to have Ohio State and they're going to have Michigan State.
Yeah.
And I would assume that Northwestern will have Illinois. I assume that Wisconsin will have Iowa. That Iowa will also have Minnesota.
Yeah. It's a great question because in a way you're kind of asking, with this schedule, are you trying to lock in as few number of games as possible? Or are you doing, you know...
You would think, theoretically, Josh, you would think that by doing this hybrid model, it's leaving you with more opportunities for teams to play other teams, right?
Yes.
Because if you're locking in three games a year, that means six rotate. Well, if you're not locking in three games a year for every team, that means the potential for Nebraska to see more of the other teams in the conference, theoretically, is greater.
Well, yeah, and along those lines, okay, so Scott Docterman, who joined us yesterday, he brought up Maryland and Rutgers, who obviously have like no relationships with anybody that would constitute a rivalry in the Big Ten Conference. We can say the exact same thing about USC and UCLA. I know that Nebraska's played both of those schools. Yes, they have each other. But beyond that, no one with a straight face can say UCLA's other rival is Nebraska. No. They played, but come on. And so, you know, I think you're making a good argument for fewer of these games being locked in, which then gives you more chances to rotate through other opponents. You're right. If you're going to do this, you're going to try to really cut down to the bone on this thing, Nebraska's would be Iowa. If you're going to be a little laissez-faire.
Maybe nobody else.
No, yeah. And maybe if you want to be laissez-faire, that's when you start hemming and hawing about Minnesota, Wisconsin, or giving them a West Coast partner just because.
But you see, that's the thing. I don't think in doing this you want to do
just
anything just because. The only other team that I could make an argument for, and again, I don't even know if I can make a sound argument based on the established point of the reason you would do this is only to protect the games that absolutely positively need to be played annually. The only other thing, the only other team I can think of for Nebraska is Minnesota. And that's only because Nebraska's played Minnesota more than any other Big Ten school in history because they have a long series.
Decades long history.
That, I mean, they played many times in non-conference games through the 20th century. But again, that's reaching for another rivalry. So what the hell? I'll put it on the list.
Okay.
Nebraska will only have one protected game, and it will be the University of Iowa.
Okay.
Because, and I'm sure some of you are probably saying, well, what about Wisconsin?
Yeah, what about Wisconsin?
Nebraska has a rivalry with Wisconsin in our minds.
Does Wisconsin feel the same way?
I don't think so.
Because Iowa and Nebraska obviously dislike each other very strongly. We around here dislike Wisconsin because they've like owned Nebraska. But do Wisconsin fans look at that and say, that's a game I got to have on the schedule every year?
Because the thought was initially when the idea of doing pods, which are three protected games every year, the idea was that you take Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and there's your pod.
Yeah.
They all play the other three.
Yeah, and because that made a lot of sense. And you figure everyone is going to have three.
Right.
Like, that was the reason that we always were like, it's going to be those three teams, or it's going to be a combination of Iowa, somebody else, and a West Coast school. That's all it was. It was never because those are the rivals. It was just because they'll probably do three.
Because that makes some sense. But again, if you're only going to protect the games you absolutely want to protect, there's really only one on Nebraska's schedule that rises to that level.
And it's Iowa.
And it is Iowa.
And you it's a very sound argument, and again, it does allows for a lot of flexibility with what you do with the rest of the schedule, which would seem to be important for a league that is worried about TV stuff. Because then I start wondering, okay, let's say you're right. What do you do with Ohio State? Obviously Michigan. Because, I mean, them and Penn State really dislike each other. It's developed into quite the, you know, series at times over the last, you know, three decades now since Penn State joined the Big Ten. So do you do that? You know, how does Penn State feel about
who
that?
Who does Penn State have?
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's not them, it's like Maryland.
Who does Penn State have?
Yeah, you know, nobody, really.
Is it possible that a team might not get any protected games?
Well, if there is, that team's name is Rutgers or Maryland. Because it's like, I don't know who Rutgers would even acknowledge as that. They don't have that. I mean, maybe Maryland and Penn State. But otherwise,
I mean, this would be my philosophy. And for the record, I'm not a fan of this proposal because I think it just adds another layer of confusion to the process of how are you going to break all these ridiculous ties that I think could end up happening when you don't have divisions and you're only playing 9 games a year and there's 16 teams, yet you're lining everyone up in one division. I think it can lead to even more imbalance in scheduling. That aside, if I were going to endorse this hybrid model, I would be very strict on which games are protected. We're talking only the games that truly are rivalries are protected. I would not reach for anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't think I could make an argument. I don't know if I could make an argument for Penn State having a true rivalry yet in this league.
Closest thing to it is Ohio State, just because those teams have played in big, important games over the last 30 years.
But is that just looking at the name on the front of the jersey, or is that an actual rivalry for a conference that is this old and has this many?
Well, yeah, if you're wanting to describe it in that way, for sure.
Right. Basically, what I'm saying is you're protecting the original trophy games.
Well, see, but I mean, you're not, though, because Michigan and Minnesota are not going to play every year. And that's a trophy game, and that trophy is super famous.
That's true.
You know, at least inside the college game. Speaking of trophies, Joel says people forget about the Land-Grant trophy. They got to protect Michigan State and Penn State at all costs.
The fact that you even knew that is, I don't know if I'm impressed or sad for you.
Ethan says it's not a rivalry if Wisconsin wins every single year. And then noted Wisconsin fan Kyle says this is great. We can get a Wisconsin fan's perspective. I think Nebraska would be third or fourth on Wisconsin's list. Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Nebraska.
I didn't realize Wisconsin had this thing with Illinois.
Me neither. I had no idea. A text message coming into 402-951-1620 into the 42 degrees. The source hotline.
By your mom's house.
Wisconsin is from the 402, no name, but Wisconsin will have 3 built-in games. Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. See, now that's trying to do it just to have 3 locked in for the sake of doing
it. Yeah, why would Wisconsin have Michigan?
But you and I do not think it's going to be that way.
No.
We think it's going to be a hybrid model.
We think it's going to be a hybrid model.
I think Wisconsin will have the first 2. I think Wisconsin is they get 2 rivalries, definitely Minnesota.
I think Iowa has 2. I think Iowa
has Wisconsin and Nebraska.
Basically, Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin will be the shared pod, and Nebraska will have just 1.
Yeah.
Bill says game. That's my prediction.
Hey, Josh, does Iowa feel like Nebraska has to be a game that is on their schedule and protected? If they were only going to get 2, wouldn't they choose Minnesota and Wisconsin first? Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, a part of it is I think they're going to want Nebraska to have one. And that being like the Black Friday game, especially in a conference that, as we'll talk about later, really has these hang-ups with, I don't want to play on this date or this time late in the year. I think that's valuable to them. And I think that the geography, like, it's become something in such a short amount of time that I think that that's a lock.
It was the first thing discussed when Nebraska joined the league is, we're going to finally see Iowa.
Yeah.
It wasn't we're going to see Wisconsin. It wasn't we're going to see Minnesota. It was, no. Iowa is number 1.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's the only one that I see in the moment that has to be protected. There's a part of me that still thinks the Big Ten missed the boat on somehow not making Nebraska and Penn State more of a thing, because they used to have a pretty good series.
Well,
and I know it's just a one decade thing going back to the 80s, but
yeah, it's a shortened version of Minnesota, but with super high stakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that those teams have only played...
They played in 11, 12,
times?
And 13. No, they played 5
4,
times.
5. Okay.
17 and 20.
It does not feel like they've played that many times.
No, it does not.
It really doesn't.
No.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow at 3:30.
Yeah.
At 3:30. How fun will that
see,
be?
See, and again, one more, just a bow on this whole discussion. The reason that this argument, I think, is so sound from you about trying to limit the number of them is USC and UCLA.
Well, you're also trying
it's stupid to be like, well, but UCLA and then just insert any school.
Insert any team here.
It wouldn't make a lick of sense.
No.
There's no one else you could say that with. Unless tomorrow they're also announcing, and Oregon and Washington are joining the league. USC will match up with Oregon and UCLA every year.
But that's in my opinion the reason you would do it, and it theoretically can give you more flexibility to rotate teams more often, and give the networks the higher profile games they want.
And look, maybe John and I are wrong on this, because a big part of why we have this opinion is that the smoke right now seems to be that it's going to be a hybrid model.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're talking about it as much as we are. We're not pulling this out of our asses.
No.
What time is this again tomorrow?
3:30.
What will you be doing?
Oh, we'll be reading Twitter. And we guess we could have it on the TV.
Well, yeah, we'll see it on the TV, but the Twitter will have it.
JD says, as an Iowa fan, I find the closer Iowa fans live, the closer to Omaha, the bigger the hate. When you talk to Iowa fans closer to Minnesota or Wisconsin border, Nebraska takes a back seat.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, it's just like there.
Iowa's got two historic rivalries that go back many, 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 many years. This is more nouveau.
I remember you were gone. It was 2018. It was the week of the Nebraska-Iowa game, so you're some locale for Creighton basketball. And I got on the air and I said, we're not going to do the stupid discussion that other radio shows are doing today of, is Nebraska an Iowa rivalry? And I got this email from someone said, typical Omaha elitist. So...
Josh.
To what JD just said about where you live in the state matters, it does. That was an idiotic email, for the record.
Your ivory tower and your Ford toast garage.
Oh, I used it today to make an English muffin.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. I had a bagel today in my normal toaster.
Well,
'cause you can do that in a normal toaster too.
Pathetic.
Yeah, but why would you want a normal toaster when the other three slots could be warming at the same time but have nothing in them?
I don't. Yeah, we don't use the other two very often.
Then why do you have them?
Because what if we want to make two things for each of us? Nick, have you ever think about that?
Or maybe
we did that the other day though. We both made bagels.
Or
it was great.
Maybe he just wants one piece of toast and then a slot for his left hand, a slot for his right hand, then whatever he wants
I
to
like
do with the other slot.
Toasting my fingers.
Don't put your fingers in the toaster.
Jeez, you weirdo. Let me toast myself.
The spirit of the day is coming up, and
Ooh. Also
there was some more insider thoughts given about the Big Ten and about Nebraska in particular. And there was an anecdote that I found rather interesting. Oh, and the dumb debates.
Dumb debates.
Dumb debates.
Dumb debates.
Yeah.
You know what? We may have to save... We may have to save the
other anecdote.
The other anecdote.
Yeah, you were thinking happy hour today.
I was, but then I realized.
No, we moved dumb debates because of
dumb
Steve
debates.
Sipple. Steve Sipple canceled on us again.
So we're going to save that.
Okay.
But we aren't going to spare you from dumb debates.
Nice.
Because it's still dumb and it's still coming right at you.
Wow.
1620 The Zone.